The question was asked, when we say that on Shabbat a person has an easier time elevating the physical world, does that mean that when a person eats steak on a weekday it's harder to have the right intent and on Shabbos it's easier? So I think that on Shabbos most people also miss the intent. Meaning, you take the average guy eating his cholent on Shabbos, he's thinking about the cholent and its taste and its aftertaste. He's not thinking about Shabbos. And there are two answers, I think. Number one, even if a person doesn't think about it, at the end of the day, he is honoring Shabbos with that steak. He is honoring Shabbos by sleeping late. He is, even without thinking about it. So there's an intrinsic element by having the mitzvah of honoring the Shabbos. The mere fact that he's enjoying himself on Shabbos is a positive thing. So that's number one. Number two is that there's greater potential. Meaning, on Shabbos, if a person would stop and think, I'm doing this in honor of Shabbos. I'm doing this for the sake of honoring Shabbos. So then, although it involves thought, it involves that process, but nonetheless, the potential for growth through the physical world is greater. He can attain heights that he couldn't attain on a weekday.
Seems to be sort of like some kind of, like a person in pain is sort of like just inherently like negative. You need like a reason for it. Like that, like suffering is horrible and pleasure is something good. And then do you have like reasons why there one would be like preferable to the other in certain circumstances? I need the suffering to keep me from doing sins and I'll grow from it and then eventually attain like some other level or something. Or like you would need like those reasons. So just the fact that like he's sitting there like enjoying a steak is sort of like, it seems sort of better than, it seems like it has something like inherently positive. Or you could even say he's like his wife made him steak for Shabbat and he's eating it and they're talking Torah and he's so engrossed in the Torah and he doesn't know what he ate. It's like, that also doesn't sound very holy. It seems just like that there's some kind of aspect of disrespect to the wife or to the aspect of your Onik Shabbat was not complete without the physical element that he's so. So it was just like he could have been eating gruel and he wouldn't have known the difference because it was so ill. So then what's the. It seems like I feel like that there's some sort of root to the, like, really like enjoying what he's eating. It also has something important to it.
I didn't hear a question yet.
Is it a statement? Is that true? Is what I just said.
Sounds right.
Relied with